The Lesson of the Woman of a Certain Age. The woman of a certain age walks calmly and deliberately down the middle of 17th Street South. She stares straight ahead and straight through the man with the big old station wagon, who is exiting his vehicle carrying in one hand a large plastic drink cup. The man with the big old station wagon first wonders whether the woman of a certain age is someone he knows or someone he should know, but he cannot tell. Then he wonders whether she is approaching him to panhandle, which would not be an uncommon act in these here parts these days. The closer she gets, the more it becomes apparent that she is indeed not someone he knows, that she is also not preparing to panhandle him. Not knowing what else to do, and fearing she might stop and capture his time through conversation, he pretends not to notice her, closes the door, and walks around the car away from her, as if he never noted her presence. The woman of a certain age walks on by, still in the center of the street, and he guesses that perhaps she's in the center of the street in order to avoid the sidewalk potholes and cracks that abound on Southside Birmingham, or maybe she feels safer in the street, since this places some distance between her and strangers and yapping dogs and unwanted familiarities. He would understand fully were this the case. He is relieved because this is his day off. During the week, a happy prisoner in his own shop, he is obliged to face and deal with any and all manner of humanity, much as a bartender trapped behind a bar, listening to an incredible array of stories and demands and jokes and rants. He enjoys all those stories and demands and jokes and rants because they are sure material for the writings and commentaries he produces regularly for his own entertainment and for his followers. But on his day off, he finds relief and solace in dealing solely with people of his own choosing. During the week, there is no choice. Also, his day off is the day he recovers and rejuvenates from the energy it takes to deal with all those stories and demands and jokes and rants. He silently thanks the woman of a certain age for passing on by. Should she enter his shop next week, he will give her his full attention. He will be happy to listen to all those stories and demands and jokes and rants, because that is what good store owners should do. The man in the big old station wagon walks up the stairs of his front porch, unlocks the front door, closes it behind him, and breathes more easily, anticipating an afternoon of peace and quiet. He goes upstairs, activates the computer, and writes this love note to you.